Here we are inside an Oldham Coliseum, rather empty Oldham Coliseum, so a bit echoey in here.
A little bit echoey. There's no seats at the moment.
They've gone to Guybridge Theatre.
Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she gorgeous still?
It's an incredible view from almost on the stage.
Yes, yes.
But you're going to tell us the remarkable new news about what's happening here with the Coliseum.
Well, it is my great honour and privilege to be the one allowed to let the cat out of the bag.
Do you need your megaphone?
Okay, have you got one? I don't think I need one in here. It's very good acoustics. We, after many, many months of campaigning and meetings and more meetings, part of the Save Our Coliseum group that myself and my husband, Ian Kershaw, joined. Ian's a proud Alderman. I'm an Alderman by proxy, by marriage. We love this place. Ian's had many plays here. I've sat in that audience too many times to count. And after much campaigning, the council have been amazing and have listened to the people and have had the humility to change their minds and say, we're open next year, 2025, for Pantall.
Wow. So are they going to refurbish?
Indeed.
Are they going to refurbish?
Oh,
the
yes. I mean, oh, yeah.
But do you need your seats back from Guybridge? Will they just come for the one before?
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, you can see in here that although she's in lovely nick, you know, when we first came in a few months ago with the council and with various different cultural leaders in the town to see if this might be possible, we came into the foyer and the foyer smelled very damp and, you know, was very in a state of quite a lot of disrepair. And we were a little bit disheartened, and then we entered the doors into the auditorium and there wasn't even a sniff of damp after that very long, cold, wet winter, which we thought was a very, very good sign indeed. So yeah, we have to return all that, not from the people we've gifted it to. We, like as me, I had nothing to do with it. We will have to get new seats, a new lighting rig. There's a lot of things that need to be replaced. The opening will be phased. You know, we're very keen to say this because obviously a lot of the problems with the building that were never about the auditorium, actually, but the backstage, the foyer, the bar, you know, we have to do a lot of work to make it fully accessible for people with disabilities, but also to just get it into a state for the next century of business. But in the first instance, you know, it's pretty tickety-boo to move forward.
So tell us a little bit about the plans from the Oldham Coliseum as it is at the moment. There's a pop-up theatre, which where there are shows now. And also there were plans to build a new Oldham Coliseum.
So this whole conversation started because this theatre was refurbished in 2012. And the lifespan on the refurbed version was only ever supposed to be 10 years because a new like-for-like Bobby Dazzler Theatre was going to be built in Oldham Town Centre around the library, which was going to be a new sort of cultural hub in the town. People thought that was a good idea. Some people didn't because of the history of this place, obviously. But it did mean that like-for-like we would be able to still be a producing house theatre and, crucially, put on the Pantall, which brings in a third of ticket revenue for the year, which obviously funds a lot of other stuff going forward. That's plan, as often happens in these times of cuts and austerity, got pulled right back to a much downsized version of that. So ostensibly it was just going to be an arts centre, which many, you know, struggling northern post-industrial towns have, where you can have comedians and amateur groups and tribute bands, and that's all great. But really crucially, it could not function as a producing house theatre. It would not be sustainable because of the size of the audience, which had been reduced to about 200-250, but also there was no fly tower, no wing space. So you're immediately cutting off a huge source of ticket income, but also people didn't want it. People virulently did not want that. When this was boarded up, they didn't want this like tiny little box in the centre of town. So the campaign started by a group of people who have become our friends, who I can't begin. I feel a bit teary even talking about them because they're not artists. They're just Oldham people who love this theatre and who love coming here. And they did not let up. They met every fortnight at Valentino's restaurant, a little Italian in the centre of town. It's absolutely beautiful. Seb, who owns it, would open up the top room for us even when he wasn't opening, and we'd go up there and meet every fortnight and talk about how we could keep the campaign alive. Because I think everybody was surprised at the strength of feeling and also the media interest around it, you know, because it went on for weeks after the initial announcement that we'd lost the Arts Council funding. So it is because of them. It is purely because of them that we're at this point now. We just joined that campaign and we're the front-facing part of it, you know, well, because we're recognisable faces. Well, you know.
You're being very modest there. I do sort of feel that without you and your passion too, which really shone through, particularly in the campaign and the efforts to save the theatre, without you, this wouldn't be happening as well. You are a key part of that.
Well, that's very kind of you team. To say, but I honestly think I might have, you know, and I'm a fighter, I'm a campaigner, but I think that I might have run out of steam a long time ago had it not been for these people, because they didn't leave a stone unturned in trying to work out how this has happened and how we can make it better. And it's been a really wonderful thing. And it's also been a wonderful thing to have a council leader in Aroosh Shah who has been, and we'd heard a lot about Aroosh, you know, because we don't live in Oldham, we live in Tameside, you know, we'd heard a lot about her, and we met her with a little bit of trepidation, thinking, is she going to be on side, is she going to, and she has been absolutely fantastic. She has listened from day one. She's from this town. She used to come to the Panto here when she was a kid. Every single door she's knocked on in a campaign to be a council leader again, people have talked to her about the Coliseum, and she knows that this has always been on the tip of her. It wasn't under Aroosh that it shut. It's important to remember that. Also important to give props to the Oldham Coliseum board, who immediately formed to save the name of the Coliseum, and we're forever grateful to them for that, setting up a limited company and a charity. And they have worked to keep art and culture alive in the town. So the pop-up that you're talking about is from them. They've tried to bring all the different cultural organisations and artists together to keep doing that. What has been missing is the hub of this place, because everybody who knows this place and loves it knows that it is a very, very unique theatrical ecology where people just feel this is their place. There's a sense of ownership about this place. There's a sense of civic pride that you cannot impersonate in a tent in the council car park. You just can't, you know. That is great in the interim, but this is where it is. And, you know, and the outreach that's gone over the years to bring in all the different communities in Oldham as well. You know, people from those communities, the Roma community, the South Asian community, have felt safe here. They've known this is a place that they can come to. So it is a hub. It's a home for that. We're always saying this, me and Ian, but somebody told us that people did some vox pops in Oldham Town Centre a few years ago and asked residents, like, oh, do you go to the theatre? And a lot of people was like, no, it's not for me. I'm not a theatre goer. And then they said, do you go to the Coliseum? Oh, yes, go to the Coliseum. Didn't even really see it as that, because they own it. They own it. And something that they owned and loved has been taken away. And like a lot of times in life, sometimes it takes something being taken away to make you realise just how much it matters to you. And we're hoping now, this is our great hope, that people will get behind us now in a positive, outward, forward-looking, future-looking life for this beautiful building where we can work together. Myself and Ian will be the rather loftily named creative cultural ambassadors, because what we have been successful in doing over these last few months, I think, is being able to get a foot in the door and to being able to speak to people. You know, I've got a lot to thank Coronation Street for, because I'm a familiar face, you know. I have no skin in this game. I'm not doing this so that I can get a job. Neither is Ian, you know. So we want us to be able to bring all the different groups together, all the different artistic groups, Oldham Theatre Workshop, Acushnet Festival, everyone, local businesses, the board, now led by an amazing woman called Martina Murphy, who is an arts expert and is an Aldermer, a new chief exec, again an Aldermer, bring everybody together, audiences, artists, and make this work, because we cannot be back here in 3 years' time, you know. So the Arts Council need to feel safe and secure in the knowledge that we have a sustainable business plan, and those are the next conversations.
And before you run out of steam...
Never.
I just wanted you to share why this particular campaign was so important to you and why you stood there with your megaphone shouting in the streets of Manchester about what it means personally to you, the Oldham Coliseum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love this place. I love this place. It's very, very unique. I love theatre. But this place is a very unique experience. Anybody who's performed on this stage will tell you that the audience talks back to you. You don't get that anywhere else. You know, it's like, yeah, you tell him love, that's right, you know. The history of this place, the people that have performed here, Charlie Chaplin, Stan Laurel, Pat Phoenix, Ray Fiennes, it's incredible the amount of people who've passed through these doors. But for me, it's about a wider conversation as well. There's a lot of conversation at national level at the moment about access to the arts, about how people from less advantaged backgrounds, from working class backgrounds like mine and like Ian's, can access the arts, and how they can become part of it. And so close a theatre like Oldham Coliseum at the point when those conversations are coming to the fore are absolutely, it's so counterintuitive, you know. So if the Arts Council is serious about opening up access to people, then they have to take this place seriously as a place that matters deeply to the town and its people, to the businesses around it too, to everything that has suffered since this place has shut. And outside the language of economics, which I always like wary of talking about GDP and how much it brings into the town and all that stuff, you know, because what doesn't get spoken about are the other parts of art and culture, which is well-being, self-esteem, civic pride, a sense of place. And this place has that stuff in spades. There is no money in the world that can buy that kind of feeling of the people about their Coliseum, and that's why it's mattered so much to me. And I hope that going forward, people in other campaigns, whether they're about the arts and culture, opening theatres, or bigger world things, is the message of, like, you have the power, the people have the power, you know, you can sometimes win.
Huge congratulations, Julie. I'm going to ask you when you can do the same for the Hippodrome in Tameside next.
Well, I've just been asked about that, I know.
Can we bring Ian in for a moment? Have you got a date for that pantomime when it first will go on? Kind of Christmas time, 2025?
Oh, yes, it has to be Christmas, yeah. I mean, I would assume if going on past productions, it will be November 2025, is unbelievably ambitious.
Probably before that, even.
But they'll probably start in September to get them in. But yeah, the idea is 2025, because there's no point messing about now. We just got to crack on with it. And actually, you know, even in organising tonight, which has been done at very short notice, you know, because there's been a general election and a council election between those deciding and doing it, just seeing how everyone's pulled together to make tonight work, the press that are coming. I mean, you know, we've got national news here. We are on, me and Aruj are on Front Row on Radio 4 tonight, you know, the Arts and Culture programme. We're on breakfast, me and Ian are on breakfast on the red sofa tomorrow morning. There is national interest in this. And that's good for the town. Yeah, you know, it's good. It's a good news story. And when do you ever get that these days?
Well, now and again. But
now and again, yeah, it's rare.
And once you get up and going, and the panto's been a go, and then other, you hope to draw in other professional productions, will you be opening up to the community as well? Will there be plans to encompass and involve them again?
We are. The strategy moving forward is 100% about bringing all the different cultural groups in the region together. You know, there has to be much more joined up thinking about that.
Right.
But at the same time, this is a professional theatre that employs professional artists, you know, and Equity have been our union have been very involved in this from the start as well, because what has been lost here is a massive employer of Northwest artists, technicians, production crew, backstage staff, you know, the skill set that has just dissipated from the region, including set builders, because everything was made sustainably from the region, you know, the ripples of that. So I think that there will be a balance to be had between making it somewhere that is absolutely 100% like welcoming of the community, as it has done less so and more so over the years, depending on different sort of like times. But also we have to preserve it, and this has been like it's a hard thing to explain to people. It has to be preserved as a producing house, professional theatre too, because that is what sets it apart. Because very, very few small towns like this have their own producing house theatre. Bolton, Stoke, Derby, but they're precious, you know, so we've got to keep that identity too, I think.
As well as working with local groups, and we looking into the future, you know, gazing into a crystal ball. It's like, we can't just open a building at 5 o'clock at night and then close it at 10. It's got to be open to the community. Every group has got to have some kind of ownership with this. And then, yeah, so we kick down the barriers, and there were no passport checks at Tameside. Everyone can come over.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
you know, and same with Rochdale, you know, we should all be celebrating this as ours.
And also, you know, we wrote a letter to the stage a while ago, and the signatories on that letter are like eye-wateringly brilliant. You know, we've got Vanessa Redgrave and Ian McKellen and Sean Phillips, who was there. Yeah. And we will be calling on all the people who professed great passion for this place. I'm not saying that we're going to be able to get Vanessa Redgrave to do like a run of like, you know, Brastoff here, but we'll be having a lot of wraparound events to sort of raise the profile of the place and bring people back here. So.
And it's a new wave, a new tide of optimism as well. It's 100%. Like Mr. Bates versus the post office. It's this: the people have stood together and with one voice and have helped to change things. And so it should give wings to Save Tameside Hippodrome and other organisations, save these buildings. Yeah.
Well, congratulations both again.
Thank you so much.
I wrote lots of activity around us, planning for tonight's big reveal. Tell us what it means to Oldham and why Oldham Council has changed its mind and is now going to reopen Oldham Coliseum in 2025.
It's because it's as simple as the fact that we've listened to residents. I think in the year that I wasn't on the council, on the decision, which I think it was prematurely made by the Coliseum Board at that point, to close its doors, I just heard the uproar in the community and like the sadness, and I'm also a resident before anything else, so I have my own connection to this Fairbottom Street site, and conversations with Jim McMahon, who's the MP, and Andy Burnham, who's a great Manchester Mayor, and you know, just the disappointment of something so historic, you know, just closing its doors just didn't feel right. And every door that I knocked on, it was a conversation. So people are so connected to this site, and I just wanted to respect that. I think the reality is that we have got the funding to reopen and refurbish and make the changes that we need to bring it into modern day use, which means like accessibility for people that have disabilities, because we currently don't have that. And you know, there are some challenges with the building itself, but we've got the commitment and we've got the funding to do that. And we're still having conversations with the Art Council, who've been absolutely fantastic in all this. So they will be ongoing.
And the pop-up continues throughout the summer. The shows will carry on there. Will the pop-up continue in between, do you think, until the real venue opens again?
Absolutely. Oldham is a town that is committed to arts and culture. You know, it's a way to bring communities together that would normally not even mix together and socialise, and it brings people together in that sense. So absolutely, we have a commitment to that.
And then what happens to the earmark site, where the new theatre was going to be?
So that theatre won't be
open.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, we will find another use to it. And I think the one thing that we can proudly say here in Oldham is that we have a history of, you know, respecting our heritage buildings just down the road. We're refurbing the old library, which will be in use from next year. And, you know, there'll be another use for that, but we have to listen to what people want, and they overwhelmingly want the Fairbottom Street site.
As a resident of Oldham, just tell us how you feel personally.
So I think when I was re-elected as leader in May 2023, one of my first political priorities was to reopen the Fairbottom Street site and bring the Coliseum back into use. And I think we've spent the last 15 months or so with council officers, with the Save the Coliseum group, who I'm really grateful to, and with all the officers, to do the assessments and do the due diligence to make sure that we're here today. And as a resident, and as a person who's like leading that change, and I just feel so emotive about it. It's not just about the artistic legacy that's taken place place here. People are so connected to it. I heard some fantastic stories on the doorstep. So people have their first dates here, you know, and then there's children. And I myself, as a child, I remember coming to Panto, and you do feel a bit guilty because as you get older, you don't value it as much. But when it's gone, you think, oh my God, this isn't right. And something was really clutching at my heartstrings. And I'm glad we're in a position today to be able to bring it back to use.